4DJW Mobile.
KR.
4DJW, headed your way.
What you up to, Dave and Gerald GR? What are you going to do?
Neil, I fired the trash management people. Now I'm the trash manager.
Well, we're just coming up to 101 here, and that's exactly where we're going to. And might see you, Dave.
Hey.
Look like, Dave. I'll get this radio turned down in a minute. I got a mic in my hand. I'm just turning out on the 101, headed to O'Neill.
Of North Rutherford onto 101. I just got the green light, and I'm coming up to your favorite intersection, Milford Church Road and 101. So I guess I'll be right behind you if you just got off Brown Road onto 101. And I am in a little darker than olive drab green pickup truck with a camper cover that's the same color as the truck. It's a Toyota Tundra, Toyota Tacoma.
Oh, well, great minds think alike. I'm tongue-tied here. Bernice is with me.
Good morning, Dave.
And we're just getting ready to turn off at the weenie shop, and it looks like a lot of people going that way.
When you turn by the hot dog stand, when you go straight now, or you still have to turn right there?
You're supposed to turn right, but I never do. I just go straight. Nobody's ever said anything to me yet.
That's all I've ever done, too. I think I've made that sharp turn once when they were working on the road and they turned me around and sent me back and told me to follow those signs, and I did. But that's the only one time I ever did that. The rest of the time, I'll go straight.
Whoa.
Coming through the not paying attention to my driving. Somebody was turning in at one of these car shops just past the fire station. So I had to hit the brakes. Brakes still work. Nathan rebuilt my brakes on this truck, and he did a good job. They still work good.
Well, my neighbor redone ours for us, Dave, and he done a good job. Did I have him do it on the truck, Bernice? I just had him do it on the Avalon. And oh, my. It was, as he was coming down the mountain roads, it was shaking. And if you just barely touch the brakes, I know better than to ride the brakes coming down the mountains. But the guys down at Sims told me it was analog brakes. And, everybody's turning this way anyways, Dave. So I didn't pay much attention to it. But I didn't like it. I was coming down Wade Hampton back from Spartanburg last year, and I just barely got on the brakes coming up to Gap Creek Road, and like that. That ain't right. That's rotors, and I went down and bought the best Napa rotors and pads I could, the ceramic ones, and Tim switched them out for me. Didn't take him hardly any time at all, and boy, it made all the difference in the world.
Different brake problem. The pedal goes to the floor, or it did. It hasn't had much work done to it because it's only got 34,000 miles on it. It's a 1996. So it hasn't been to the shop much at all, but that master cylinder, I guess because of the brake fluid, I don't know what it was anyway. He had to replace the master cylinder, and he might have put new pads and shoes on, I don't know. But he got it to where it stays pumped up now. I used to have to pump it right before I come up to a stop sign and pump the brakes. And then as you're sitting there, it would bleed down. You'd have to pull up the emergency brake, pump the brakes, let the emergency brake down. I finally got tired of all that and said, one day I'm really going to need to hit them, and they're not going to be there. So I gave it to him for a couple of months. He did that, replaced the battery, did some other things to it. Got it running in good shape.
Outstanding. This is N0 TR. There's nobody here, Dave. We're next in to go in. And that might be you pulling up behind me. I don't know if you're up that far yet or not. No, I think that's a Dodge, maybe. You know, we live in Tacoma. It's just got 51,000 on it. And it is a 2011. And I got to pull in, Dave, N0 TR.
All right, I'm turning off of the road, the Winnie Road, the Berry Mill, onto, see you there, W4DJW.
See you there, Dave, and Gerald T.R. Just get ready to pull up.
not overloading the front end on your radio. I heard you, though, so you must not be running high power. But that lady next to you, I guess she's taking some time, huh?
And boy, she's got some beautiful wheels on it, Dave. Oh, that radio come on loud. I got to pick Bernice up. She's doing the recycle thing here. But you know, I think you chose a real good day. Let me mute that thing. Because, Dave, it's going to be a lot colder tomorrow. And maybe crummier, but they say the snow's going to bypass us now, so that's good.
At that same stop over there with cardboard. Yeah, I looked on the map. On Google, they said today is their busiest day. Thursday was their peak day. I said, okay, well, I got 3 weeks' worth of trash. The waste management strung me along for 3 weeks, telling me, we'll be there in 24 hours. We'll be there next week. We'll be there the week. No, finally, something's got to give. I had to make a trip.
It's just so convenient. You know, back in Kansas, Dave, if we went to the dump, if you went in with the truckload, it was $20. If you went in with my little pool trailer in the truck, it was $40. And it was only about, maybe the same distance from our house as it is to this one from our house, which is 2 miles. And that was ridiculous. One day a week you could go for free, but you had to sit in line for I don't know how long. And then it was pure mud, you know, where you had to dump it at. It was a booger. I see you're up next.
Bills you were talking about. Well, I'm going back in here. She's waiting to pick somebody up. Anyway, talk to you a little bit before DJW.
Another girlfriend there with her. And those are pretty wheels. See you in a little bit in 0TR.
DJW Mobile.
My home, Dave, in 0TR. Yeah, that's so convenient up there. You know, and you're retired now. Why pay? I mean, it's not that we can't afford it, but why pay $20 a month and then have them do that to you? Marisa, it's been almost 3 weeks since we've been, but we don't have that much trash, so it wasn't an issue. The barrel was just getting full, but that's really a nice thing. And I guess they take it out on our taxes, but who cares? It's really convenient. They take just about everything.
Hello to Bernice earlier. Hello, Bernice. And you're right, it is very convenient. And mine was a whole lot more than mine was like, for the longest time, it was $70 a month. And just recently, a few months ago, they went up to $90 a month. So, yeah, end of that business. I'm the new trash manager of the house. And you're right, it doesn't take long at all, especially if you pick a time like this when all the other people are working that are busy and can't and have to pay somebody to do it.
Wow, I didn't know it went up that much because when we moved here, it was like 18 when it burned. No, she says it more like 50. I didn't think so. I thought it was about $20 a month, but I didn't want to give that much, but not when you can just drive 5 minutes and be there. And those fellas are real accommodating. If you got something you don't know what to do with, you just ask them, and they tell you. It's a lot better than that one over there by Lyman Lake that my son-in-law and daughter got a lake house over there. This one's so convenient. You just can't beat it.
Clement weather, whether it's either hot and wet or cold and snowy or cold and dry, when I can't take the truck to go flying, I need an excuse to charge the battery, and this is a very good reason. Once a week, it'll get the battery charged.
Yeah, you might need a new battery in that. That's rare for something to go wrong with them, like that master cylinder, but those things happen. I see the squirrels are out working out here out back. I hope they stay out of the kill zone around the coax. I don't bother them. They're just having a good time out there. But if they get up there and sit on that post with the coax on it, they got one thing in mind, and I'm not going to let them chew that coax up. But at any rate, I hated to drive the truck. Bernice washed it yesterday while I tended the chickens when we got home. We'd been out all day going grocery shopping, and then we took some chicken wings down to Amy, so they'd have a treat because we had some Gatorade that we picked up for Costco's. Even Gatorade is scarce at time if you get that zero, Gatorade zero. And so we picked up two cases of that, and then we was at Publix anyways. Boy, the shelves were gone. I asked this lady at Aldi's there in Taylor's, I said, man, it looks like a bomb went off in the meat case. And she said, yeah, and we got a truckload in this morning.
Same way for me. I went, Amy and I had to make a couple trips out when we went a couple days early before the snow hit, and it was still gone. And she told me to get beef chuck or whatever that is. I don't know, hamburger meat. And they didn't have any of that left. That was all gone. They had some hamburger, so I got hamburger in place of that. She made some chili, which I'm still eating off of. It's not all gone yet, but it was really, really good. That was high quality chili because there was no round chuck left.
GR. Yeah, but one thing funny I noticed, probably not many people do this, but we always have, my mama did it and Bernice does it. When she makes homemade vegetable soup, she adds oxtail to it, and she actually makes a sandwich out of it. It's a real lean meat. It's just a cow tail is what it is. Most people turn up their nose, but it really makes the vegetable soup rich. It's really a good thing to put in it. And you don't have to eat them necessarily, but the meat's good. It's about like chuck roast. And it was $8.50 a pound for oxtails. Guys, it used to be $3-4. It finally went up in the $5 range, but $8 and something. And we noticed the filet mignon there, the prime stuff, went up $6 a pound, Dave.
We usually eat that kind of stuff, not that much. I mean, we'll go out and eat that, but we don't usually cook that at home. We got a grill, replaced the grill a couple of years ago, only used it a couple of times. But I imagine we'll start doing that more. Now that I've got all the free time, and she really likes that, but she kind of wants it for herself too. She says, "Can you imagine what it's gonna be like when both of us get to stay home all the time?"
Yeah, well, Bernice loves to cook, and she looks at recipes all the time. It's kind of a hobby for her, ain't it, Mo?
Yes.
And she just really enjoys it. We don't eat filet mignon that often, you know, maybe once a month or something. That's the steak I like, and I got spoiled on it. But, heck, we'll even buy them at Aldi's at times, and they're good, and they're a lot less. But that was at Costco's. Now, I noticed that they had went from $19 a pound in the last year, and they went to $26 now. It's just totally amazing. But the shelves for common goods, I think everybody was anticipating another snowstorm this weekend, and it's not going to be. I listened to the weather forecast several times this morning. They said we might get a dusting to 1 inch. But you couldn't tell it. Normally we go real early, but we had to go down that way anyways, and so we went in the middle of the day, which for retired persons is like 2 o'clock, to miss the traffic and all. And it was saturated, the parking lot. I mean, everybody was there, and all the meat was gone. And they did have milk and bread, though.
Because now all the old stuff has been, I find myself, when I hit that situation, I'm pulling stuff I wouldn't have purchased earlier. So they cleaned out all the old stuff, and now we'll have fresh new stuff coming up.
Well, that's what Shelly, our oldest daughter, and Amy tells Mom, she's here, Bernice, she should not buying anything until she uses what's in there, because we buy these drumstick ice cream cones from Walmart once in a while. If she doesn't have something baked when we're down in the basement watching TV at night, we'll pull out one of those. And like last night we did, didn't we? Had a drumstick the night before, not very often, but there wasn't hardly room to put the drumsticks in there, Dave. It's full. There's another ice box down there with a freezer. It's full, both sides of it. And then the great big one upstairs, it's full. So for two people, that's ridiculous.
I tell Amy we'll be going through the aisles and she'll be picking stuff out of the frozen section. I'll tell her, you're going to have to throw something away before you get that, because you got to go through the freezer, pull stuff out, and throw it away, because you're getting stuff that needs to be frozen that there's no space to freeze. That's a good problem to have, Tom. Anyway, I'm at home. I'm going to go inside and go back to my program in Raspberry Pi camera, see if I can get rid of another bill, the ring bill, right, and not have to pay for the monthly fee on that. I'm just whittling away at them one by one, just chopping out all of the deadwood that's accumulated over the years and having a blast doing that. Anyway, catch you later in Zero CR. And Bernice, W4DJW, clear.
Okay, Dave, great hearing you this morning. You have a nice day, and yeah, it's not good flying weather for sure, and it ain't going to be this weekend, it sounds like. I don't like this cold. I'm ready for spring. 73 is Dave, W4DJW, and 0TR. We've been sitting here in the drive for about the last 5 or 10 minutes, and we better get out and get inside. It's starting to get cold in here. In 0TR, clear.